All right. First of all, Rick, I guess your overall sense of how today went, I'm sure a lot of people, it wasn't exactly a surprising day, but your overall thoughts after today?
Well, I'm not surprised either. I think something was going to happen, and it was indicated that it would happen. So the wheels are rolling, and they're making decisions, and a new chapter begins for the rest of us.
Rick, a lot of people thought that the Maple Leafs goaltending situation had been solved with the insertion of Jonathan Bernier there. How do you feel about the goaltending situation for the Maple Leafs going forward?
I like both goaltenders. I like their work ethic. I like them and their skill levels. They are solid people first and solid goaltenders. They will help the cause. They have to make their decisions moving forward, how they want to handle what, what they can do with them. But they worked really hard during my time with them, and I am so grateful to have had focused young goaltenders like Bernie and Rimes. So I was very fortunate.
Rick, so much has been made about the chemistry for this team, right? And in the locker room, and I don't know if it's fair to say whether they got along, but the work ethic and all of that. Can you speak to that? Is that something that's made up, or is that a reality in your experience?
What do you mean, though?
I just mean that, I mean, there's a lot of talk that there is maybe a work ethic issue from some of the players that that might not be with this team next season. Is that made up?
No, I think it's possible. Not shouldn't say possible. I think it's fairly obvious to anyone, and even outside hockey, teams that do well are closely knit and the hardest working group. So, our results show that we weren't closely knit in terms of our on ice performance for many reasons that are hard to pinpoint, really. But we weren't as cohesive as we needed to be an elite team in this league. So I don't think that's a stretch thing to say. I mean, if you're not winning, there's a good chance that any team not winning is not working hard enough.
Rick, I mean, you look back at when Randy Carlyle was fired, this team was in a playoff spot and the wheels came completely off. Is there one thing you can put your finger on as to why that happened? Do you have any theories?
No. No, I'm sorry, I can't help you there. There would be, there's lots of discussions that could circle around and circle around and circle back. And no, there's no one thing that I think you could talk about.
I know you're not a GM. You're not making the player moves for this team in the offseason. But if you had to guess, would you expect high turnover as far as the player personnel this offseason?
Well, they've said that they are going to make changes, and every Leaf fan wants to see a stronger team on the ice. And if that means making changes, I mean, the team that we finished the year off, I mean, they're going to have to make changes. That's pretty evident, and I think they're going to. So, how they decide to do that is what they will be asked to do, and they're responsible for. So those decisions aren't easy ones, but that's what they'll be making